Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start our day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. First, I have to say it's good to be back. I have not been feeling well, so I've missed everyone, but I am glad to be here with you on this morning. And our topic for today, this is going to be a powerful one, so get ready, is let me tell you about my dream last night. Let me tell you about my dream last night. And I'm going to tell you, this was not a favorable dream. It was actually kind of a scary dream. But the interpretation the Lord gave to me was so powerful that I want to share this with you. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Genesis, verses chapter 40, verses 5 through 8. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind you that you can tune in live with me by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or you can tune in live from my website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. And if for any reason you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can always hear the archive at feeldfire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And lastly, you can join in with me or connect with me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I Williams. Well, by now you should have your Bibles ready. I really want to get into this word because we don't have but 15 minutes, and I believe this is going to liberate your souls today as it did for me this morning. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 40, verses 5 through 8, and I apologize in advance for my voice or if I sound winded, so I'm still recovering. Just bear with me, okay? And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his Lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto him, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. Come on and give the Lord praise for the reading of his word. In the scripture that I just read to you, Joseph was imprisoned by Pharaoh because his wife had said that Joseph had tried to assault her. So while Joseph was in prison, Pharaoh became angry with his chief butler and his chief baker, and he imprisoned them as well. And while they were there, they both had dreams on the same night. One had a favorable dream and one had an unfavorable dream. But at the time, neither of them knew whether their dreams were favorable or unfavorable. So they awoken the next morning unable to interpret their dreams and being disconcerted because they didn't know the interpretation of their dreams. So Joseph saw them and asked them why they had this sad appearance. And they said unto him, because we had dreams and we don't know what they mean. And Joseph said, basically, well, tell me what your dreams are, because the interpretation always belongs to God. In other words, you can pray and God will give you the interpretation. So they gave him the interpretation, and the way it unfolded, because we don't have but 15 minutes, if you go throughout the rest of chapter 40, is that the chief butler told his dream, and Joseph interpreted favorably for him that, well, it means within 3 days, Pharaoh is going to restore you to your place in the house. Then after the chief baker saw that Joseph's interpretation was favorable for the butler, he told him his dream, which also dealt with 3 days. But then Joseph said, well, what your dream means is that in 3 days, Pharaoh is going to execute you. He's going to lift your head up off of your body and the birds are going to eat your flesh. And just as Joseph had interpreted those dreams to them, so it came to pass. Now, let me tell you about my dream last night. I dreamed that I was representing a client. This was a criminal defense case. And most of you know that I am also an attorney. And criminal defense is one of my practice areas. So I was there with this client. And at that point, it was only the prosecutor, myself, and my client. And in the dream, this was, an actual client. And so I'm talking to the prosecutor about this case. And then all of a sudden, the whole setting changed. And I was sitting in a judge's robe. I'm sorry, bear with me because I'm trying to get my breath back, okay? Pray for me, okay? And I was sitting in a judge's robe, and I'm sitting in the chair, and now I am the judge. And as I am sitting there, two or three attorneys come in. They are prosecutors. They work for the state attorney's office. And within the dream, I knew I had seen them before. And as they came in, each of them came in separately. They would come up to me and they would say, oh, Rossi, hey, I know you. And they would just begin to extol my accolades, if you will, talk about my career and how great of attorney I am and how well I was known. So I'm sitting there and then all of a sudden the scenery changes again. This time, I am sitting in what would look like stadium seating of when you're at this a large graduation, and it's a large graduation, a college graduation, and there are myriads of graduates getting ready and all types of degrees, and they have their gowns on, and I'm sitting up maybe about 10 rows high on the end seat of a row, and this person comes up to me who is over the graduation, but I don't know her in the dream, and she comes to me, and she gives me this paper, and she says to me, I am giving you the edict, E-D-I-C-T. Y'all stay with me now. I'm giving you the edict. And if you don't know what the edict means, an edict is a decree or some kind of announcement of law. You know, it's that which establishes what the law or rule may be. And the lady came to me and she had it all written out. And she said to you, I'm giving you this decree. And when I call your name, I want you to come down and read this before all of the people at the graduation. And I said, okay. And I felt so honored, like, oh my God, I've been chosen to give the decree. Well, while I'm waiting for the ceremony to start, I got up from my seat and I go walking up through the other seats. And somehow within this time frame, let me speed it up because this is only 15 minutes, but somehow within this time, I started talking with people and taking pictures with people. Now, while I was sitting in my seat, when she came to me and gave me the edict, I was dressed in very nice clothing, but not any kind of ceremonial attire. Remember that. So I started taking pictures with people on my cell phones and their cell phones. They want to take pictures with me. And the next thing I know, I'm carrying other people's gowns on my back. You know how you go to the store and you buy a suit and then they put it in a suit bag and you take it by the hanger and kind of throw it on your back to walk out easily. Okay, I have other people's gowns on my back and I'm doing all of these other things. While I'm doing this, I'm seeing the ceremony getting ready to commence. And so I start walking back down the stairs because I made it all the way to the top of the stairs at this point. And then I look in my hand and I say, whose cell phone is this? See, I had my cell phone in my hand when I got up from my seat. But then I look and I said, this is not my cell phone. And this other lady says, oh, that's my cell phone. Here, I got your cell phone. We must have exchanged them while we were taking pictures. Then I look and I said, whose gowns are these? I don't even know whose gowns these are. So I put the gowns down. Then I'm looking for my purse because, see, I had everything in order when I was sitting down in my seat when they gave me the edict. So I'm looking. I said, where's my purse? And by that time, I see my purse over there with a whole bunch of other purses, with the lady who had my cell phone, with other people, and everybody's talking and chattering. All of our purses are just thrown in together, and they're open. And so I said, oh my God, they're about to start. I need to get back down to my seat because she's going to call me up to read the edict. And how about I look at the paper? I no longer had the edict. I no longer had the paper. And I said, where is the edict? Then I said, that's all right. It was on the program. Here's another program. I'll pick it up. I picked up the program, and all they had was a summary of the edict. I looked at someone else's program, and all it had was a summary of the edict. And I began to become concerned because the edict that they wanted to be read, God had that person give it directly to me and no one else in the ceremony or in this stadium had the edict. They only had a summary. God had given that to me. So I woke up right at that point this morning, and I was disconcerted about that dream. And I asked the Lord, what did that mean? And this is what God told me, that he has given elevation unto me, but that I am so distracted with so many other things that I'm about to miss it when they call my name. Isn't that powerful? He had given elevation unto me because each setting changed from me being an attorney to a judge, to ceremonial. And remember what I said about my attire. That was important because when I started walking back down the stairs in the stadium to go to my seat to be called, my garments began to change. Although I had on just a nice suit when the lady pointed me out and gave me the edict, when I started walking down the stairs, my clothing began to change into more like a priest garment that you would see in the Old Testament, ceremonial garments. And then all of a sudden, the garments begin to just take on this beautiful embroidery till I looked like I had on something similar to what you would see the Pope or a cardinal dressed in. That was showing me the elevation. But God said, you were so distracted. Me taking on someone else's clothing, carrying someone else's issues, someone else's burdens, taking pictures, getting involved with people in circumstances that were not my battles, not my fight, to the point where people were ending up with my stuff, my phone, and here I got their stuff where all my stuff was chaotic, disorganized. I mean, God was showing me I have to share it because I need to bless someone else this morning, where I was caught up in so many other people's fights, battles, issues, to where my stuff was mixed up with their stuff. My stuff was thrown in with their stuff, to where the edict, the word, the prophecy, the purpose, the destiny that God had given to me for my life, I couldn't even find it anymore. I was about to miss my elevation. And that is the morning motivation, because we're almost out of time, that I bring to you and the question that I pose to you this morning. Are you so distracted by being caught up in other people's lives, mess and issues, doing stuff for other people to where there is no clear boundary between what God has ordained for you and for them, that you are about to miss it when they call your name for your elevation? Whether it be the promotion on your job, whether it be something that God is going to increase your territory in your home, excuse me, I had to catch my breath, in your home, in your marriage, with your children, whether God is about to increase your territory with your health, what is it that's going to cause you to miss your elevation this morning? Make you unprepared when they call your name. Fix it to where you won't be on time as God changes your garments from the prior you, the whatever you used to be, the sinful you, whatever you were caught up in, be it adultery, fornication, adult addictions, lying, bankruptcy, whatever it was, backbiting and gossiping. What's going to make you not be in your seat in your new garments, the new you, the new life, when they call you to come stand before everyone and be blessed, for everyone to see your cup running over, everyone to see God prepare that table before you? What's going to make you miss your elevation when they call your name? Are you posting everything on Facebook and social media, drawing people into internal matters that they have no business being involved in, to the point that you look up and they got your cell phone and you got their cell phone because they're all in your business, all in your home, not because they sought it out, but because you gave it to them? What is it that will make you miss your elevation today? Now, we're about to go into prayer because, you know, we end with prayer and then our announcement and task for today. But I had to share that with you because I praise the Lord that I woke up just in time to get that interpretation so that I can get back into my seat, so that I can shed some of these distractions and get back into my place and have my edict ready, so that when they call my name for the elevation of the glory to glory to glory to glory that God has prepared, I won't miss it this time. I encourage the same for you. Let's go into prayer wherever you are. Go into your war closet with the Lord, your war room with the Lord right now. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Father, we magnify you. This is another day that you have made and you have given unto us today. Father, we thank you for it, and we ask the forgiveness of every sin, that you create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. Father, we thank you, because you've shown us in your word that the interpretation of dreams belong to you, and that you give us dreams, Lord God, to speak to us, especially when we are so distracted, so chaotic, got so many irons in the fire that we're not open to being able to hear from you or only want to hear a favorable word. But Father, you've told us in Philippians 2 and 12 that we have to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Help us, Lord God, to work out our soul salvation, to be prepared so that we can occupy that place, that destiny that you have given unto us. Each person has his or her own purpose. Each listener has his or her own destiny. Father, you said in Proverbs 14 and 12, there's a way that seems right unto men, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Help us to to get on the way to life, so that when you elevate us, when you take us from a lower place to a higher place, from a place of subordination to a place of superiority, when you take us from where we used to be to the right now of where you want us to be, to opening the door to our futures of more than enough, exceedingly abundantly, more than we could ever ask or think, to that place where eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard, to that place where it's never even been able to enter into our hearts, what you have conceptualized for us, because what you do for us is so beyond even our human comprehension, to that place where you take us to the table and you anoint our heads with oil, to that place where the cup of our blessings run over till it runs all over the floor, to that place, hallelujah, where we exist in the place of our latter rain. Help us to stop getting distracted so that we won't miss your call. Now, Father, I pray for everyone on this broadcast right now and those who will listen later, that we will remove the distractions from our lives, Father, whoever it may be and whatever it may be that's coming in, that's causing us to miss the blessing of our elevation. Father, that we will say, no more, no more, no more will I get caught up in your issues or allow you to distract me. How will we know? Because if it takes us away from the work of the Lord, the will of the Lord, the call of the Lord, then it's not set to be there as an enhancement, but it is something which takes away. Lord, help us to realize that even if we're in church every time, the door is open, but we never spend times with our family, that even that becomes a distraction. You have given us the order of God first, then our families, then the charity goes from home and spreads abroad. No more distractions, God. Help us not to miss the call. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Our time has run out, so come on and say amen. Praise the Lord. Wherever you are, just begin to praise him. The lines are muted. I can't hear you. I praise the Lord, and I apologize for going over this morning on the time. But I had to be transparent and share that with you because it did something for me, and I hope it blesses you. Wherever you are, I want you to just say, Lord, I refuse to be distracted any longer. Come on and repeat after me. God, I refuse to be distracted any longer. I refuse to miss my elevation when they call my name. Praise the Lord. Let me give you our announcement and then our task for today, and we have to end the broadcast. Our announcements are that we have two major organizations offering free summer camp for children. It includes free breakfast and free lunch. And I want you to get your kids involved, ages 6 through 18. The camps are Monday through Friday, and they're going to give your kids some awesome times. There's no limit on the enrollment, and it is free. All the information is on our website at fieldfire.com. Go to the events page, and you will see all the information, the contact information, and everything you need to know. That's fieldfire.com. Additionally, remember that this broadcast will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern. Please go back, re-listen to it, share this with others. We are now broadcasting in 5 countries. Can you believe it? And I just started Morning Motivation in January of this year. So I praise the Lord how he just grows this broadcast every day. So please share this with at least 2 other people this morning. Now, our topic for this morning is, let me tell you about my dream last night. Your task for today is to make sure that you're in the seat where you need to be. Clean up these distractions. Stop giving everyone and telling everyone all of your business, posting everything that goes on in your marriage, everything negative that goes on with your children, everything bad that goes on in your relationships, every issue with your boss. Stop posting everything on social media. Stop sharing everything with everyone. Everyone is not your friend. Everyone doesn't wish you well. You need to begin to seek God to make sure you're there. Do not miss your call. I wish I could speak this the way I really feel it. but my voice will be there before the end of this week. Don't miss your elevation because you're distracted. Your task is to get on path today. God has elevation for you. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern for another powerful broadcast of Morning Motivation. We'll stay within our time. Share this broadcast today. Buildthefire.com. Don't miss your elevation. God is warning us.